Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having another great day today. Can you just say glory to Yahweh with me right now as He's moving by His Spirit? Holy Spirit is moving right now. I noticed at the beginning, it's the beginning of the podcast, but I want you to go ahead and open up your spirit, man. I'm talking to your spirit man, and that spirit man can cascade and overshadow your body, overshadow your soul, as we go into the blood-like covenant of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, and go into healing. Now, healing is in the mind, it's in the body, it's in the soul, it's in the thought patterns, it's in your daily walk of life. It doesn't just mean the supernatural healing, though I believe in the supernatural healing power of the blood covenant of Yeshua. I believe in the supernatural healing power of the name of Yeshua. And I believe in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit and the blood covenant that has been imparted into you and into me. Because it was gifted to us, the same blood light that's in Jesus, Yeshua the Christ on the cross, the same one that did the resurrection by the Holy Spirit is inside of us. The word actually says that the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, rose Yeshua from the dead, is inside of us. And so we want to tap into that by faith, knowing and believing what our God is. And not just what our God is, but who we are. He's a healer, which means we are a healer. Now, in our life, I don't know about you, I have seen miracles. I've seen every type of miracle I think you can think of, but I've also seen prayers that prayed for people and they passed away. I didn't want them to pass away. I prayed for people who were sick and they never got healed. At least it wasn't miraculous healing right then at the time. And later on, they got healed through medicine, through other stuff. And I'm not against that. God uses medicine. God uses holistic. God uses frequencies. God uses all kinds of things. But I also believe in the ever-working, wonderful power of the blood covenant of Yeshua. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was put upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. By His stripes, we're healed. So we have to speak this into our lives and build up our faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of the Lord. But I'm here to tell you that our God, Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, Yeshua the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord, the Savior, Ruach Kodesh, Holy Ghost, the Bench of Three, are healers. Not only are they healer, it's not an action they do, it's their character. Like Jesus being on the planet, He couldn't help but heal everything around Him. I mean, He couldn't help it. Why? It was His nature. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. Jesus was the prime example of as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. So He wasn't like, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll heal someone. Maybe I won't. Maybe if it's the will of God, I'll heal them. Now, yes, because He is the deity, He did have some revelation about healing and an impartation that we have to grow into, we have to mature into, we have to learn, and we have to function in, because the Bible says that He was gifted the Holy Spirit without measure. Now, I'm gifted the Holy Spirit, you're gifted the Holy Spirit, but nowhere in the Bible does it say we're gifted without measure. We're gifted with measure, but we can obtain to do more than what Yeshua did. The word says it, greater works than these will you do because I go to my Father. So it is possible, son, daughter, physician, heal thyself. So it is possible, but on the same hand, it is through the divine nature that Yahweh has established in you when you created, not in your mother's womb, but in the womb of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it's us remembering and having that memory. Remember what the Bible says. It says, have your mind renewed, right? Engage the word, have your mind renewed. Well, that's not just engaging the Bible. That's engaging the word. You say, well, what do you mean? The Bible is the word. The word is King Jesus, Yeshua. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. And then the word dwelt among them, became flesh. So this is talking about Yeshua. So we have a portion called the Bible, which is holy and honorable and acceptable and righteous and pure and true. And I would encourage you to engage it, because there's more revelation in that Bible than you and I could actually contain of understanding. That's how much is in there, right? And I don't mean just in an academic way. I'm talking about in a spirit way on the other side of the veil. So if you only did that, you did more than the average person. You did more than the most of the supernatural people. But let me go ahead and add some legs and feet and a crowned head to the embodiment of the word, which is King Jesus, Yeshua, where I go through the veil, through the torn flesh of Yeshua, and I go on the other side of the veil. And as I go on the other side of the veil, guess what? I can go into more than what I know from just the written word or the revealed word or the rhema word. I go into the revealing of the Dabar, the actual form of the word, which is Christ Yeshua. Because as he is, so am I in the earth. Can you go with me for that for a second? As he is, so am I. What we have to comprehend and what we have to realize is that there is no limitations in us, though we all seem to be limited, myself, you, everybody. If that was the case, we would never get sick, right? I don't know about you, but if I had the healing power to walk in the divine nature of God like Jesus did, I would never be sick. Jesus was never sick, so I'm not going to be sick. The truth of the matter is, that is true, and we do have that in us, but we have to grow into it, develop into it, mature into it, and allow that revelation to consecrate us and sanctify us and get us to that part. Now, I've talked to many ministers, and some say, well, you know, that comes by a lot of prayer. Some say that comes by a lot of fasting. Some say that comes from a living a holy life. Some says that living a consecrated life. Some people say that comes from living a prayer-filled life. Some people say that comes from just being led by the Holy Ghost. Everyone has a different story about it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I believe that each one of them is correct. Like there's a portion of that, but I believe it's deeper than that and easier than that. Now, let me go ahead and explain to you what I mean, because this is what's in my spirit, man, that I am learning. I'll just say that the Lord's developing this in me so that I can walk in it, because I'm going to walk in it as a light man on the earth, as the Son of the living God. No, I'm not Jesus, but I am. No, you're not Jesus, but you are. See, we're doing the transformation, the transfiguration of our mind, our body, our soul, and our spirit into the likeness of the Son of Man, which is the Zion, a crowned son, which is the Vav, which is a Son of Man, which Yod, He, Va, He. Yod, He, Shin, representing Yeshua and the personhood of Yeshua, where I go sit in, and then I engage into the Vav, and I become the crowned one, the Zion, just like Yeshua, as he is, I am. And then I breathe out the very breath that Yahweh breathed out when he did the Yod, the all spark of who he is, and the Hey, the breath of who he is, that he breathed in to the Vav, the Son of Man, in through the Shin, the Son of Man, Christ Yeshua, that makes me as unto the Son of Man, then therefore I can breathe back the same breath of God, the same frequency of God, the same authority of God, the same glory of God back into the heavenly realm. So as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. Are you getting this? God wants to take us to divine healing. He wants us to take us into divine health. He wants us to take us into divine acknowledgement of it and revelation of it to realize it into our life. You know, I really wish it wasn't a process. I wish I could wave a magic wand and would just happen to us. I prayed that to God for many years. And it's like, no, it's a development. Now, I don't understand why he wants to develop this thing in each individual, because it's a development of what you already have inside of you. That's the secret. The secret is divine healing, divine miracles, divine signs and wonders, divine wholeness, divine wealth, divine health, divine peace of mind is already in you through Christ Yeshua. The Prince of Peace sits inside your spirit, man. And when you receive Jesus the Christ as Lord and Savior, you were reinstated not just as a sinner saved by grace, That's your soulish man part. That's your natural man part, your body man part. But your spirit man was reestablished as a son that came out of the loins of God. Not as a son that came out of mom and dad. That's your body. That's the host part. That's the soul part. But as a son that came out from eternity, for you were birthed in eternity and you shall live eternity. And because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, no matter how bad it goes on here, we have the glory to know that we're going to live in eternity with Christ Yeshua, as Christ Yeshua, ruling over new heavens and new earth and a glorified body. But we have the right in this life to step into that glorified body. Someone say hello. Man, the Holy Ghost is all over me. We have the right to step into divine nature. We have the right to step into divine nature. We have the right to step into divine nature. I cannot get this out of my spirit. I may sound like a broken record right now, but I'm speaking to the very core of the DNA of your body, of your soul, of your mental capacity and facilities, that your spirit man will have an open gateway for that which it is to flow in to make you like unto what you already are, which is a son of the living God. That's male or female. That's a position given to you by the blood. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're talking about healing today, divine healing. Yahweh wants you to walk in divine healing and divine health. He wants your shadow to heal all those that are around. He wants your voice to heal. What I've learned in my life, it starts off on the little things. Sometimes it's just being kind to someone. Sometimes it's giving someone a hug when they need it. Sometimes it's paying a bill for someone. Sometimes it's going to visit them when they're down and out. It's going to minister to them. It's going to counsel them. And then it will grow and develop as your faith grows and develops. And more so than your faith, the revelation of the authority that's in you starts leaking out of you, that those cancer cells in someone can't stay around you, that that sickness that's in someone can't stay around you, that that disease in someone cannot stay around you, that the demonic oppression in someone can't stay around you. So therefore, it must act like it did in the front of Yeshua. It had to skedaddle. It had to go. See, we're developing ourselves into that part that we walk as light men, because Jesus is a light man. He says he's the son of light. And because of that, you walk in the light, which makes you a son of light. The word also says put on the armor of light. That armor of light is not like for battle, because there is no need for battle in the up here. That's an earthly natural realm thing that people do. And we were taught our whole Christian life to stay in battle. But I'm here to pull you out of battle to go into the throne room and sit on your godly throne by the mercy seat, by Christ Yeshua and the ability he's given you by the seal of the Holy Ghost, that you sit as a holy crowned one, that you sit with a new governance and a new robe of governance of Yahweh, as you begin to morph ox, lion, eagle, man, as you begin to see the four faces of Yahweh and function out of the four faces of Yahweh, king, priest, legislator, oracle. Woo. God, King, Priest, Man, that you are called to, that you were created to, that you are awakening to. Awaken to divine healing. Awaken to your divine nature. Awaken to your divine authority. Right now, in the name of Yeshua, just receive that. I bless you. I thank you for being part of our worldwide Coffee in the Cosmos family. I'm so honored to be in your room, in your house, in your car, on your radio, on your phone, on your computer, arcing with you right now. I feel the anointing of arcing with you right now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for this, and I seal you with the baptism of the power, the fire, the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you for these dear beloved ones as they become into the divine nature that was gifted to them before they ever came to this planet. I love you, Yahweh. I seal them by faith. Well, once again, this is Segimah Bay. Samak Gog Gimel Ayem Bet Yo. That's my Hebrew living letter name. I love you. You are so beautiful. Hit that dial. Share it with a friend, whether around the corner or around the world. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.